Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on April 30th, 2020. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here in the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that we give out the number early and often today, because last week we forgot to give the number out until halfway into the show. We're keeping the phone lines open today, so if you have any news you want to share with us, local South Bay news, we're not interested in Orange County. our call-in number is 714-242-5288. So if you are a local business or nonprofit org, or a local city official anywhere in the South Bay, and you have any news you want to share, give us a call. If you just want to opine on what's happening, this COVID-19 pandemic, give us a call. Again, 714-242-5288. So I just wanted to make sure we got that out there, Joe.
Okay, good. And in the category of opining, Jackie, I have often given you credit for your writing skills. But I think today I have to say, and I've been practicing this, I have to say that newsletter number 458, April 30th, 2020, is when you break out as, well, the only word that came to mind that encompassed it was leader. You've really toned in your newsletter very similar to other leaders that have said, you know, this isn't going to be pleasant. This isn't going to be good. It isn't going to go the way I thought, because, you know, this is reality. This is we're working with the hand that we have been dealt, and it's not going to be fun. But we're going to get through this. It's just going to suck.
I appreciate that, Joe. Thank you. But, I got to tell you something. For the last almost 9 years, July will be 9 years for my website,
right,
and Weekend Guide, in addition to this podcast. Since this started 7 weeks ago, I have, as is my nature, tried to look on the bright side of things. You know, I hate being a Debbie Downer, you know, and normally I can write up my weekend guide intro. You know, I usually do an opening, a small opening paragraph. And I can usually, you know, whip that out in a half an hour, you know, the night, you know, like on Wednesday morning, you know, because I put it all together Wednesday morning and it gets published Thursday first thing. And since this started, my opening paragraph, it takes me, you know, I start working on it on Monday, you know, because what will happen is some aspect, and this is true across the board for the last 9 years, some aspect or something that happened that week will strike me and I will want to, you know, opine on it, you know. Most of the time it's good stuff, you know. I'd say 99.9% of the time it's good stuff. But I can normally, you know, get it out pretty quickly. The last 7 weeks, I sit down, I start writing on Monday because I don't know what direction it's going to take. And the same with this week's, and it's a lot longer than normal. As a matter of fact, I worked very hard not to be a Debbie Downer. My husband actually said it sounds a little whiny, which I was trying to avoid. But I just was trying to tell it like it is. This is it. I think we've all been tiptoeing around what's going on, you know, facing the reality of it. We've all been waiting for to get the green light, you know, stay-at-home order lifted. For the last 7 weeks, you know, as I said, we've been holding our breath, just waiting, expecting it to happen at any time. But from what I'm seeing and hearing, it's not going to happen anytime soon. And the thing that really, well, Governor Newsom this week started talking about getting back to work, which is great. You know, they're putting together just 3 or 4 step plans to get businesses open, get back to work. it's still going to be a process, and that's great. You know, that's fantastic. Businesses opening, people getting back to work, that'll be fantastic. We know that some places, like Orange County, opened some of their beaches last weekend. San Diego opened some of their beaches. So that's terrific. You know, slowly but surely things will start to open up. But my expertise is in the field of special events. And that's what my website's about, my weekend guide. You know, that's what it's always been about. It's the leisure activities and special events. And the Los Angeles Department of Public Health is advising that all public events should be canceled through the end of the year. And they're not stepping back from that. They're adamant about it. The governor agrees with them. That department holds a lot of sway. They can't enforce it. They advise it, but they don't have enforcement, you know, powers. But the governor agrees. Think about that. All public events should be canceled through the end of the year.
Right.
So while we're all waiting for the beaches to open, you know, there's not going to be any 4th of July celebrations. You know, there's not going to be any concerts or movies on the beach. All of the how many, Joe, in your opinion, what percentage of events in the South Bay are fundraisers? Give me a wild guess.
Oh, I would say 100%.
I'll be honest, I don't know what it is, but I'm guessing between 85 and 90%. Right.
Well, no one ever has any kind of a public event where they don't have some element of charity involved. None. Zero.
True. You're right. Even if, when people, you know, restaurants do a special dinner, they'll do a beer dinner or wine dinner or something, or a special drop-in chef, they will have some charity aspect to it. 10%, 20% will go to something. You're absolutely right. But it's a very high percentage.
Right.
So not only does that affect the nonprofit orgs or the charities that these events are raising money for, but all of the local businesses that they have to hire to support. You know, the guy who puts up the pop-up tents, the lighting people, the guy that rents them the heaters, the food vendors, the beer and the beverage vendors, musicians, you know, all of the things that go into, you know, venue rental, you know, all of the things that go into putting on an event, all those businesses, it's a big part of our local economy.
Right. Now, what's the big tent company that's local?
Cora.
That we
Cora
have.
Events.
Cora.
Cora Events.
Cora Events.
Cora. Yeah.
They have. I've seen their crews out working 7 days a week because they've transitioned from pleasant, happy public events to setting up testing tents throughout the city of Carson, throughout the city of LA, and probably Los Angeles County. They are completely maxed out setting up tents for testing, for all, you know, food handouts and so forth like that. It's just incredible. So some companies are overtaxed.
Yes. Yeah. No. Absolutely. But as I mentioned in my weekend guide, you know, I spoke to several special event planners, you know, the last week, 10 days or so, and some of them are pivoting. Some of them haven't had the phone ring in 7 weeks. You know, Cora events, you know, they specialize, you know, in that whole big tent thing and everything. You know, there are other event planners that really don't do the tent setup at all. They might hire outside to do, you know, an outside company to do that.
Right.
Some people had a focus on like business events in the past, not necessarily leisure events. And they're still working, you know, they're going virtual with a lot of this stuff. But you know, it's just, it affects this is affecting everybody. And the idea that we are not going to have any, hey, I get it. I'm not being callous here. I get it. You know, we don't want anybody to be put in a position where they could get sick and die. I mean, I know the social distancing, the masking, all that, I totally agree with it. I'm personally doing it. I don't see big arena stuff coming back for a long time until well into 2021. I don't see baseball, football, basketball. I don't see concerts, any of that big arena stuff. But you got to remember, you know, we have events here in the South Bay that have about 500,000 people, you know.
Yes, easily. Yeah.
Yeah. So imagine not having any of these events until next year.
Right. Well, I mean, I think in terms of I like to think in terms of we've already had tremendous impact on schools. We've had tremendous impact on sports in schools, high school athletes that are elite high school athletes that are seniors. Their whole transition from high school to college is being disrupted in a tremendous way. And it's not just high school and children events. I'm thinking of, you know, the things that we fix in our minds as touch points to our American way of life. July 4th, you know, St. Paddy's Day. You know, those are, you know, key events. And then, of course, all the other summer events. But then, Jackie, it really has come down to it, hasn't it? The canceling of Christmas. It isn't
well,
the date.
You know what? It's
all the events leading up to it.
Well, here's this has been the thought process to now, is let's do what we need to do now, get this virus to die out and go away, and then we can get back to regular life.
Yeah.
You know, that's been the thought. For the last 7 weeks, we're like, okay, are we on the down curve yet? You know, less hospitalizations, less death. You know, that's been the thinking up until now. But, again, I don't see the King Harbor Yacht Club having their boat parade party with all those people smushed in there, shoulder to shoulder.
Right. Right.
You know, all of the holiday parties that – I just don't see it happening. I hate being a Debbie Downer. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. But I don't know that – or maybe we do really well in L.A. County. Maybe our numbers plummet next week and they start opening businesses and people are getting back to work. And say there is part of this summer is salvaged. Again, without, you know, all these big events. And then – the holiday season rolls along and we're all gathering and getting together and there's a resurgence, you know? So,
right.
So who knows, you know, who knows, who knows?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are, broadcasting live. It's Thursday morning, 8:16. We'd love to talk with you. If you are a local, government official, if you're a local business that you have announcements, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have you call in, even if you only have an opinion and you want to talk about what's going on in your life, we'd love to talk with you. Okay.
All right. So before we're gonna go through the weekend guide and just to let people know what's going on, because there are several virtual events that are happening that we need to let people know about. But before we get to that, did you by any chance see the report about LA County's bank account? Did you see that?
No.
Okay.
How's their
eight
bank
weeks
account?
Ago. 8 weeks ago, L.A. County had like $1.9 billion in the bank, you know?
Yeah.
As of this week, they only have $200 million.
L.A. County.
Now,
one
that's L.A. County.
Things, yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the things that I'm most fond of reminding myself and others, especially visitors, is that the budget – The budget of LA County is larger than 25 states in the United States of America.
Yeah,
LA
County
is huge.
Yeah, well, they always had a healthy checking account that they could, you know, pay for all the things they need to pay for, and it just they're spending like drunken sailors because they have to, right? And what was really interesting is about 3 weeks ago, I was driving around, I don't know if it was Redondo or Torrance, but I noticed that there was, the streets were being repaved. And I'm like, oh, this is nice. You know, it's always nice to have newly paved streets. And I remember the financial crisis in 2008, 2009, when that happened, cities were very tight, you know, in the budget. And so they had put off a lot of things like street repaving. You know, they have to cut their costs someplace. And then I remember a few years ago, things started coming back, and I remember when Torrance started repaving their streets and PV, and I was like, okay, this is good. We're getting back on track. That's how you can tell when things are getting better, when the cities are doing infrastructure work, you know, things that they can put off sometimes. So with this, and, you know, just to, again, Debbie Downer, you know, I got to change my name. There are going to be cities that are going to have to file for bankruptcy.
You really think so?
Yeah. It'll happen. Yeah.
Well, I'm one of my brokerage accounts is with Fidelity, and I just got
Don't even look at your 401k. Don't even do it.
No, No, not 401k, but California municipal bonds are actually doing pretty well. And I mean,
Okay,
there's
well
a
that's
there's a Debbie Downer, sort of vibe in the whole report. There's no question about that. But the bottom line is, as a an instrument of, fixed asset, investments, municipal bonds, because they're exempt from federal taxes, are still a great investment and a great asset, and they continue to be strong. And they're, in other words, in financial markets, the traders and the, the pundits and all are finding gems, and they're finding ways of moving through the markets. And of course, in the cryptocurrency world, it's gone completely bonkers, and it's all good. There's a lot of
Well,
quote-unquote good news for financial traders.
yes, they're absolutely just like business. Some businesses are thriving, and other people are closing their doors. You know, with every bad thing, there is the opposite. But you got to remember, not only are cities spending all this money, they're not bringing in any income. You know,
Right.
businesses are closed. People aren't spending money.
Right.
There's no sales tax,
Right.
you know.
Right.
So they're all this money is being spent, and it's not being replenished. And by the way, that's money they're never going to get back. That money that they're not getting is not going to come at another time. That's lost. That's lost forever.
They won't, yeah, they won't catch up, because 70% of our U.S. economy, 70, not 60, not 50, 70 plus percent of the U.S. economy is consumer spending.
Yes. So I'm foreseeing some cities having to file bankruptcy. You know, most of the cities in the South Bay were very fiscally healthy. You know, they had good ratings and stuff. But as I said, you know, yeah, I foresee some cities going bankrupt. Again, not good news. But I'm just coming to the realization of all this. You know, I'm going to be spending my summer in my backyard, basically. I'm not going to be out shopping and spending and going to fun events. So, yeah,
Right.
it's all connected. It's not good.
Right.
So, yeah, all right. So, shall we move on?
Shall we?
Shall
You
we?
know, and we will move on. That is the ultimate point, isn't it? Yes, we shall move on, and we will move on, and there will be opportunities. And I just my last thing to say about this is that whenever my wife and I go out, just to go to the grocery store or whatever, we think about who we want to patronize, because we think about who's important to us. Did I tell you that I went to Polliwog Park the first day they opened?
Oh, you
It was
posted some pictures. I saw some pictures online, yeah.
It was fantastic. The cops were amazing. They were very particular. Everyone wears a face covering, no exceptions. There's no You can't ride your bike through the park. You have to, it's walking only, for seniors and other people, just to get out, just to get some sun. And it was a wonderful day. My wife and I bought some tuna fish sandwiches at Tomboy's and walked them over to the park, and it was great.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And last weekend, what day did you go? Saturday or Sunday?
We went Sunday.
So it was foggy.
It was a little foggy, yeah, in the yeah.
Yeah. We were
But
sucked
it was
in. And
wonderful.
Saturday morning, early afternoon started out beautiful here, and then boom, a certain point, the fog rolled in, and it was pea soup, and it just
Oh.
lasted straight through
Right.
the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, and so I'm imagining that maybe that fog probably kept a lot of people from going to Pollywog. It didn't seem crowded to you?
I would say it was well attended. People, you know, weren't used to the fact that it was open again because it was like verboten prior to the last weekend. But now I think it's going to be open again this coming weekend, and people are going to be happy. All indications are that it went well. There were several $1,000 citations issued.
Really?
Some people just, made a sort of a political statement about it. You know, I'm an American, I don't have to wear a mask or whatever. But there you go.
So they were enforcing it. Interesting, interesting. Speaking of places you actually can go, South Coast Botanic Garden is still open, and I think they're doing a booming business because if you go online, it's like a week out before you can get a ticket.
Right.
They're still open, and it's a beautiful, beautiful time of year to go. You know, everything's blooming.
Yeah.
You know, everything is blooming, so it's a great time of year to go, and that's a bright spot in our South Bay these days. So, all right.
Yes.
We're moving on.
Okay.
All right. So Assembly Member Almurad Suchi is hosting another virtual town hall. This one's for nonprofits. It's today, Thursday, April 30th at 3 p.m. Every week, sometimes more than a couple of times a week, our assembly member, congressmen are doing either some sort of virtual event, a Facebook event where you can send in your questions beforehand, or they're doing Zoom meetings. So this one they're doing today, virtual town hall for nonprofits. Do you run a nonprofit? Do you need assistance with information during this pandemic, and will you please join me for a town hall specifically for nonprofits? For this event, Congressman Ted Lieu and Moritz Suchi will be joined by Jan Masaoka, CEO, and Lucy Salcido-Carter from the public policy director from Cal Nonprofits, and they'll be answering your questions and giving an update on what help is available for nonprofits. And that town hall will be posted on the Assembly Members' Facebook page. You don't need a Facebook page account to watch it. So just go to Facebook, type in Almurad Suchi, and you'll see it. It's today at 3.
Fantastic. These are really good events. And this next one is so important. Our Beach Cities Health District, one of the gems of the South Bay, and South Bay Families Connected for the Journey, a conversation about mental health in new, uncertain times today, Thursday, April 30th, today, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. via Zoom. Special guests include professional surfer Alex Gray and local clinician Kevin Sousa. The event is free, but you must register at southbayfamiliesconnected.org. SouthBayFamiliesConnected.org. The Zoom meeting information will be directly emailed to registered participants. A conversation about mental health in new uncertain times. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah, we've all been hearing about suicide rates going up. You know, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. This thing is affecting us in many, many ways. None of it good. All right. So this one is particularly for undergraduate students. If you're interested in learning what it's like to work for an art nonprofit and you'd like to know more about career opportunities in the arts, El Segundo Museum of Art is seeking 2 summer interns as part of the Getty Marrow Undergraduate Internship Program. Interns will work for a 10-week period between July and September 2020 with a stipend of $6,000. The internships are for communications and digital media and an education and public programs intern. And the deadline to apply is tomorrow, May 1st. There are a couple of items in my weekend guide this week that I had to put the link for the post on my website because there's so much information. This item, for example, it would take up 3 pages. So all this information is on my website and the links and everything and the link for applications and things. So that sounds like fun. I'm sure they're going to get a ton of people to apply for that.
Right. Anything having to do with the Getty Foundation is going to be great, and especially if you want to be in the venues, if you want your job to be in communications or digital media, you couldn't do better.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, this next one is fantastic that there's going to be some movement. Beach Life Fest presents the Speakeasy live stream event Friday, May 1st. From 3 to 8 p.m. So it is going to happen. It's going to be online. Beach Life Festival, Speakeasy live stream event, 3 to 8 p.m. May 1st. The crew at Beach Life has decided that in the true spirit of live music, the show must go on. So they're bringing the Speakeasy.
I have to interrupt. I'm so sorry. That time is incorrect.
Yeah.
It's 5 to 10.
Oh.
It's 5 p.m. to 10. So I'm sorry. So yeah, just changed that. It's tomorrow from 5 to 10. Yes, thank you. Sorry about that.
5 to 10. Well, you're still going to find it. 5 to 10, Speakeasy live stream event. Beach Life has decided that the show must go on. They're bringing us the Speakeasy lineup via a free live stream event on May 1st, 5 to 10 p.m. The original Beach Life Festival date, the event features performances by Chris Shiflett of Foo Fighters, Jim Lindbergh of Pennywise, Trevor Keith of Face to Face, Jason Cruz of Strung Out, Jason DeVore of Authority Zero, Law, and more. During the event, they'll be raising awareness and donations for music industry relief and several other worthy causes helping those in need. So tune in, jam out, and do some good at the same time. Want to be involved? You can get involved. Just go to beachlifefestival.com, thebeachlifefestival.com. The website will have plenty of ways for you to get involved, and you can find out more on Facebook. For additional information, just find the Facebook event for this Speakeasy live stream event. Well, I know it's a streaming event, but still that can be very interesting and entertaining.
Yes, I'm sure it will be. You know, music makes everything. Music makes everything better. You know, like parks make life better, music makes life better. Although we'll have to come up with another line because the parks already took that line. okay, so now here's an event I can get behind. Next Step. You know Next Step, they do work with paraplegics and quadriplegics, and they have a big event in the South Bay every year, their big poker tournament at the 900 Club, which is always a fun event. I go every year. The last 2 years, I made it to the final table. I came in sixth both times. Not the last one, but the one before, it was the first time I made it to the final table, and I came in sixth place, and I was thrilled. And then the last tournament, I was like, okay, now I just got to do better than sixth place. And I ended up in sixth place again. So not going forward, not going back there. But anyway, it's a fantastic organization. They're doing great work. And they're presenting the Quarantine Poker Tournament on Friday, May 1st at 5 p.m. on PokerStars. The website, PokerStars. And again, there's a ton of information on that. It's on my website, and all the information is there, how you register. It's a donation-based thing. You donate, and then you register, and then you have to email somebody with the player name. So that's tomorrow, May 1st at 5 p.m. on PokerStars. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, I already have a Zoom call planned for that time. Otherwise, I would totally be playing. That's going to be a fun event.
Okay. Now, Jackie, I have to ask. We haven't discussed this before. So this was the 900 Club, right? This last time that you went out in sixth place at the final table?
Yes.
Who beat you, and what hand did they have?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
No.
No, because I don't really – it's funny because you see a lot of the same faces, but I maybe know only a handful of people there. But what I do remember is that they wanted us to take a group picture of the final 10, and as we sat down, Yanni, the organizer, he said, "Wow, weren't you at the final table last year?" And some guy went, "Yeah." And he said, "And you too, and you too." And he looked at me and said, there were like five or six of us. It was the same players from the year before. So that I remember that, but I don't remember.
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's because poker, even though there is a tremendous element of luck, it's still a game of skill. That's why you see the same people at the final tables on a regular basis. But did you go out on a bad beat, or did you go out on a what you consider, I don't know, not a bad beat?
No, I'll tell you what happens to me in almost every poker game I've ever played, with very few exceptions, is for me, the biggest trick about playing poker is you have to be patient. You have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait for the cards. You know, you got to wait for cards, and if you can be patient, you can do well. And what happens is I get impatient. You know, at some point it's like, okay, all in. When in the back of my head, I know I shouldn't be doing it, but I'm at, my patience is gone. So that's what does it. Yeah. One time years ago at that same poker tournament, it's interesting. I was at a table and it was early rounds. And it was one of those games where everybody had a fantastic hand. There were full boats, there were three of a kind, there were flushes, there were straights, and the betting was nuts. It was one of those times where everybody went all in. Everybody went all in, and everybody was sure that they won. And the last person to turn their cards over, a woman, she had four of a kind. She knocked out the entire table in one round.
Wow.
Yeah, and we all, it was a collective gasp. Like, people literally jumped out of their chairs. This one throws down a full house. And then this one throws down, a straight. It was unbelievable, and everybody thought they had the best hand. And she throws down four. I think it was four eights, and knocked the whole table out at one time. That was exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! All right, now assembly member.
Do you
want
to give out the number again? Do you want to give out the number again?
Yes.
Do you want to give out the number again?
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and there is no there is no other purpose but to involve you. We want to hear from you. If you're listening to us live, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. 714-242-5288. We're looking for you to call in and discuss if you're a local official, any local notes for us, any businesses out there with announcements and ideas for getting through this pandemic. We'd love to hear from you, or if you just have an opinion, please give us a call. Okay. So, I guess Assemblyman Al Marasucci will host. We went through that now, didn't we? The virtual town hall.
No, this is Yeah, this is a different one. This is a virtual town hall for small business owners. That's what I'm telling you.
Right, right, right. That was for nonprofits. This is for small business owners. Again, this is going to be on May 1st at 5:30 p.m. Are you a small business owner struggling to make ends meet? Do you need help in where to go for assistance? To answer some of these concerns, Assemblyman Marasucci is hosting an additional virtual town hall on May 1st, Friday, at 5:30. This event will be joined. He will be joined by Larry Johnson from the Small Business Development Center, the SBDC, Program Lead Advisor for the Small Business Development Center at El Camino College. He'll be answering your questions and giving an update on what help is available for small businesses. The town hall will be hosted on Al Marasucci's Facebook page. You can just go to facebook.com/ Marasucci, MuratSucci. You do not need a Facebook account to view the town hall in order to answer as many questions as possible. Please submit your questions on his website. You can find his website by just going to his local assemblyman district, by noon on Thursday, April 30th.
Type in Assemblyman Al Marasucci and it'll come right up.
Right. So you want to register by noon today for the town hall that's coming up on Friday. Join them. They're going to have some real hard hitting information. And we had Larry Johnson on the show, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And he is just a fountain of information. He's fantastic. He explains
right.
everything so simply. He's a terrific resource. He really is. All right. So, listen, we have a caller, Joe. We have
yes.
Eric Bowman from the Lobita Chamber and Localista. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. Hi, Joe. How are you guys doing?
We're great,
Eric. We're doing all right.
You know, as best as we can be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Larry Johnson is a great guy. He's the Lobita Chamber's SBDC rep as well.
Yeah. He's fantastic.
He is fantastic. If you need any assistance with all the stuff that's going on, he's the man. He's the point person. He knows it all. So Eric, tell us what's going on at the chamber these days. How's it going?
Well, it's going all right. We're still getting new members in occasionally, which is nice, even though we're kind of on lockdown. We did have a virtual happy hour last night. We had about 25 people show up for it. It's all on Zoom and all these faces bopping around. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So thanks for helping us promote that last week as well. That was great.
Great. You're welcome.
What else? Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got the thing that we stole called the Great Lomita Eats Takeout, which we've been doing every Thursday for the last couple of weeks. And so we have a website called LomitaEats.com. We list all the Lomita restaurants and other businesses as well. And they list whether they take they offer takeout, pickup, delivery, things like that. And then we're encouraging people in the Lomita area to go to Lomita Eats, pick a restaurant or two, and then go visit them and pick up and take out some food. And that's today.
Right.
That's today, right. And every Thursday.
Well, I didn't want to – yeah, but yeah, it's every Thursday. But it's today.
Okay. All right. Eric, you know, it's interesting because there's several programs like that. And the first one I heard about locally was Take Out Tuesday. The back of my head, I'm going, why just Tuesday? Why can't it be every day? But it was Takeout Tuesday, and then I discovered the Great American Takeout, which I guess is a national. But so there's events like that at a national level, and then it trickles down to smaller cities. So LomitaEats.com. That's great. And can you just give us a little insight as to the conversation on your Zoom call last night? How were the business owners feeling in general?
Well, it worked out interestingly because part of the idea was about business as much, but was to go out and actually grab something from a local business and bring it onto the call And we actually had a contest, so anybody who did do that would actually be eligible to win a gift card for a local local brewery. Actually, it was Burning Daylight for the gift card. But generally, it's, I mean, people are doing the best they can. Kind of like Joe said, people are doing the best they can in difficult times. Mm-hmm. And, I'm trying to – because there really was – I mean, we talked about each other's businesses, but we didn't really go into depth about the problems they're having because everybody's kind of having the same issues.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
I mean,
and you don't want to – go ahead.
I was going to say, for instance, we own Social Workplace, which is a co-work facility, which conceptually people come to and work together and socialize. Well, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that mm-hmm. aspect of Social Workplace is kind of dead in the water, and we don't know when we'll be able to get back to work.
No, you have no idea. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that Governor Newsom said that over the next several weeks they're going to try and open things back up. Do you know where you fit in that equation?
At best, we're in phase two, I think, or stage two. But then again, we have to overcome for the last 2 months, we've been sterilizing doorknobs, handles, everything. We've got signage all over the building that says, you know, how to wash your hands and how to protect yourself from COVID, just on a rotating loop on TVs everywhere. But again, it's overcoming the obstacle of people going, I don't want to go socialize. I don't want to go to a room, even if they're practicing safe distancing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the governor delaying things from opening. It's going back to the idea that people have been fearful of COVID for at least a month and a half to 2 months, and we've got to try to convince them through messaging and marketing that it's okay to come back.
Don't you guys have an outdoor space as well? With the weather getting nicer, you maybe could utilize some of your space if people aren't comfortable being indoors. And... No,
that's absolutely true. We have a bunch of couches and chairs outside in our patio area. That's a possibility. Again, we're live on weather at that point. and last year we had a huge success with our comedy nights where we'd have 50 people show up in tight quarters outside under the stars, and we'd have a four professional stand-up comedians perform. And that was once a month, and it was really popular. And I can't imagine doing that right now, even with social distancing.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Well, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the top of the program, but I was telling Joe that the Los Angeles Department of County Health is advising that all public events should be canceled through the end of the year. All public events.
That was phase four, I think, which as Newsom described it, which was the last thing that's going to happen is larger events, and that's going to be probably after the new year.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Everybody's dealing with it. Goodness.
Yeah, we actually. I'll go back to the chamber in a second, but we like right before the lockdown, like 2 weeks before the lockdown, we spent a month building out a space for a hairdresser, and so we have a retail space downstairs, and we spent a month building it out. It looks lovely. She saw, I think, 8 clients in 2 days, and then she was told to go home by the state, by the county.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, she was doing really good business for 2 days, and now she's working while she's at home, and she can't actually work at all.
You know, Eric, I got to say something. Eric and Joe, being men, you may not realize this, but if there's going to be a revolt, it's going to be from women not being able to get their hair and their nails done. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you probably just can't take a pair of clippers like I've been doing.
No.
Yeah.
That's what my
yeah.
husband did. He has that shearing thing or whatever it is.
That's
where the revolt is going to happen. You know, forget the whole, we're Americans, we can't be locked up. Yeah, it's going to be the women that need their hair and nails done and any other personal grooming.
Well,
yeah, that's where it's going to come from.
Well, this is what I want some opinion and input from you, Eric. You know, when we talk about the U.S. economy, 70+% of the U.S. economy is consumer spending. And some significant portion of that is personal grooming. I mean, as you know, there is the Barbershop series of movies, Barbershop 1, Barbershop 2, Barbershop 3, and 4. In the black community, the barbershop, the nail salon, the hair salon is a fundamental economic engine that has been ground to a halt. What, Eric?
Yeah,
you can opine as you wish, but how can this happen?
Opine.
Yeah, I know.
That is critical. The barbershops, the nail salons, the hair salons, obviously those are hubs of certain communities. And, of course, the barbershop movies were funny as heck. But the idea that they can shut down the economy and spend trillions of dollars at the same time makes no logical sense to me. I'm not getting political, am I?
Oh, no.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Sure, Jackie, sure. Don't worry about it. Joe, you're 100% correct, and it's hurting some communities a lot more than others because, I mean, I spend maybe 1% of my income on grooming, at the most,
right.
Because I'm a dude. Right. I'm a white dude, and I just clipper my hair, and I used to see a barber. I spent $30 every couple of months, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I don't have any, so I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, I mean, but it's from the point of view that if hundreds of thousands of families across the country make their livelihood, their business is dependent on, you know, the lack of social distancing. In Georgia, the answer is we're just going to open them up because our economies can't survive without them. Then we're going to take the hit. There is going to be a price to pay. People will get sick and people will die, but the alternative is to kill large swaths of our economies, which may not be possible. It may not be possible to allow these economies to die because, you know, people gotta rent.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right, and it's a trade-off. And hundreds of thousands of people die every year because of the standard seasonal flu. And I know this is different. I'm not comparing the two necessarily, but hundreds of thousands of people die from the flu every year, and there's nothing we can do to stop that. If there was, we would have done it already. And there's nothing we can do to stop COVID from spreading. We can slow it down, but the whole point of flattening the curve was to extend the duration of it, not resolve it. So it's a balance, it's a trade-off between how many lives die from COVID and how many lives die from suicide because the economy collapsed or from I can't think of any other reasons. but I just suicide rates go up 3% when people lose their jobs.
Right.
And 4 million people, or is it more than that, claimed unemployment benefits recently?
Well, that's just in the last week.
26 million. That's just in the last week. It's at least 28 million at this point. Yeah.
Right.
And if you thought the homeless problem was a problem before this, it's only going to get worse.
Right.
At this point.
Yeah.
And on one final note, speaking of the grooming industry, not animals, personal grooming industry, that was the first business I saw close there for good. The place that I'd been going to, the nail salon I had been going to for 30 years, they do facials, nails, waxing, all that stuff. The minute this hit, I think she closed her doors on April 1st, just done, moved out, done, over. And again, it's hey, by the way, it's not just the black community those places are. This was where I would go once every 2 weeks, and not only get my nails done, I'd get all the local gossip. You know,
right.
So it's It's across all communities. Those places are absolutely to the to our social makeup, you know. Eric, thank you so much for calling in. LomitaEats.com, LomitaEats.com, happening today. It could happen every day.
Can I mention two more things?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So Lomita Farmers Market, we were on the verge of launching 2 months ago or a month and a half ago, and we can't, obviously. But we're switching it up. We're going to offer farm boxes, which is basically produce and eggs and a few other things. If you go to LomitaFarmersMarket.com, you can find a link to get to that, and then we can actually deliver it, or our farmers market vendor will deliver it, or you'll have a place to pick it up here in Lomita.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I was going to mention a positive thing. Lomita Chamber and Localista have partnered to provide Lomita businesses access to Buzz Magazine, buzzla.com, which provides a way for businesses to get free marketing, free PR by doing an interview and getting some SEO back to their website and their social media. So it's Buzz Magazine or buzzla.com.
And how do people do that? Do they get in touch with you, the chamber, directly?
They can go directly to the website. They fill it out, and they just type in Lomita into the referral box when they submit a story. So there's a big button on the website that says submit a story. And we've done hundreds of interviews across the country so far since we launched. And we've seen really good SEO with it.
Fantastic. Lots going on in Lomita. You know, so much fun stuff, you know, has been happening in Lomita. You know, you restarted the chamber and lots of new businesses opening and just become a very exciting place to go. I can't wait to get back. I can't wait to get back, Eric.
Well, come on by. We have a takeout Thursday today, and you can stop at any restaurant from LomitaEats.com and pick up something good to eat.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Eric. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
LomitaEats.com.
Well, that was exciting. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We like to end the show on good news, don't we?
Yeah, I think it is good news. And you know what, Jackie? I just convinced myself that the economy is going to open very shortly. It can't stay closed. There's no way it can. So it's going to open shortly. Nail salons, hair salons, and restaurants with severe social distancing and so forth will be coming back shortly because they can't stay closed because we can't live like that.
Yeah. No, we can't. We can't. There's a lot of other items that we were going to go through from today's weekend guide, but we have run out of time. So go to SouthBayByJackie.com and check it out. There's a lot of very good information. There are virtual events, but there's also a lot of good links and general information regarding testing, how to get, you know, SBA loans, you know, other stuff like that. So we ran out of time, so go check it out, SouthBayByJackie.com. Right. And wrap us up, Joe.
And SouthBayByJackie.com and LomitaFarmersMarket.com and BuzzLA.com, BuzzLA.com. It's a fantastic website. You'll love it. Try it out. And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We will be here. We're going to come to you tomorrow. We're going to be here tomorrow. We're going to talk about – what are we talking about tomorrow, Jackie?
We have the people from UNITA on, the UNITA co-working space. They have a few, Hermosa, El Segundo, Manhattan. We're going to have one of the founders on, and I think the manager from the Hermosa location. And that was what Eric was just talking about, co-work space, which is closed down now. So, we'll hear more about that tomorrow. See how that's being impacted.
All right. Thank you, Jackie, as always.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. We will get through this. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.